talking about people who act very strange, very peculiar. Did you ever hear anybody say they act kind of queer?
Uh-huh. They act queer or strange.
Mm-hmm.
And,
how about somebody who...
We didn't know queer had another meaning.
We didn't know, uh-uh. Because
and anyway, we didn't know anything about abnormal sex in any way. It was never discussed. I doubt if Mother knew it.
And that was not... That, of course, would have no meaning like that at that
mm-hmm.
time.
It was no meaning. A fairy was a...
Right.
Was... There were no...
I
had wings.
Right.
And we played like we were fairies. And it was so nice and pretty to have been destroyed by filth.
How about somebody who makes up his mind about something and nothing can make him change it? You say that person's really...
Persistent. And Jerry Stewart say he was persistent.
He was persistent.
Papa said I was persistent.
Yes, he was persistent. Now, a person who was always sure in an argument that he was correct and you could not change that person's mind, you'd say they were really
bullheaded.
Now, a person that you cannot joke with without that person losing his temper, that you can hardly even touch them without losing their temper, you'd say they really...
They're too fiery. Or uncontrolled.
Would you ever use the word touchy in talking about?
Yes, we have. They were too touchy on the subject.
Now, if a person was touchy...
Or they were radical.
Or they were radical. If a person was radical or touchy or something on a subject and you brought it up, you might say that person would probably get...
Very angry, or they were very biased on their viewpoint.
Now, if you had worked very hard all day, and you might come in and say you were very
tired,
and then if you were just
completely worn out,
right? Now, if a person has been well, and then suddenly you hear that they have a sickness, you'd say, "Well, I guess this week they must have." Would you say, well, let me put it another way, would you probably say, I guess he got sick, or I guess he took sick, or...
He got sick.
Now, if a person was sick and you'd say, well, now he's sick well, I mean, he's sick now, but he'll be well...
Soon.
If a person sat in a draft, with no sweater on or anything, you might tell them, now you better be careful or you're going
to take cover.
And if they did, and it affected their voice, and it sounded like this, you'd say their voice was...
Froggy.
And
frog in the throat.
And if they could hardly talk at all, you'd say their voice was... Hoarse, and... If they were going, you'd say they had a...
Hacking cough.
Now, you might be sitting in a chair and you'd say, if you're sort of like this, you'd say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit...
Tired.
Would you usually say drowsy or sleepy?
We usually would say sleepy. Sometimes I'm getting drowsy.
Now then, if you went to bed like that, you might say, now, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I'll
get up.
And if somebody came to the door to see Willard, for example, and he was still sleeping, you'd say, well, I better go
wake him up.
The doctor gave you a bottle of medicine, and he got on to you because it was still full. He might say, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Now, a person who could not hear anything at all, you'd say they were just stuck.
Deaf.
And like, if a man came in and he'd been working hard all day, he might take off his wet shirt.